What's going on, man?
Much, guys. Just sitting here in the airport in Denver trying to get some work done. Flight's already delayed, so I don't know. I may get to Vegas in time for the start of Mountain West Basketball Media Day tomorrow, but there's you never know. So just working away.
What time was your flight originally scheduled?
Original flight was supposed to leave at 8:05. Was supposed to leave at 8:05. Now it's been pushed back to 8:50.
Okay. That's you got 3.5 hours, buddy.
I got a lot of work to do though too. So
all right.
I got plenty of time. I got plenty of stuff to keep me busy up until then. So.
All right. Well, that's good. I know you're going to cover basketball, Gags, but this football deal is really perplexing. And Craig Bohl, I think, was very vague today when asked about the offense. I know you've asked him the last couple weeks about personnel changes and things like that, and he says basically everything's on the table. But being very vague and close to the vest with this, what are you anticipating come Saturday with the Cowboys? Are you anticipating big changes right now?
No, I'm really not, because I'm just not sure what, you know, when you look at the roster, what you could do that would be quite a big change. I mean, one might think, well, what about a quarterback? Well, you know, I still think these coaches need to make a decision, you know, and if we hadn't seen him yet, you know, some people I've heard say, you know, what about Sean Chambers? Well,
mm-hmm.
Kid has not played yet. And there's probably a reason for that, because this is 7 weeks in, and it's not like this is the only week this offense has struggled. If he wasn't ready to play, they're not going to throw him out there. And maybe he will get ready to play, but don't think this is the week for him to do it. What else, Nico Evans has been fine at running back, you know, but who else are you going to throw out there at wide receiver that's going to make a difference that we mm-hmm. haven't already seen? So, you know, they're trying to be more consistent on the offensive line and stuff. But, you know, you say you put Patrick Arnold back in, and I'm just throwing this as an example. I don't know anything, and I'm not saying they're struggling because Patrick Arnold's not in there, but what do you do on the offensive line that's a big difference? I mean, you just look at the roster guys, and there's really not a whole lot personnel-wise they can do that would be a marked change, unless maybe you did something at quarterback. And you know, look, we haven't seen – we only seen Nick Smith in mop-up duty and when Vanderwall was shook up for a play at Hawaii. Again, we're 7 games in, and there's been a lot of ups and downs with this young kid. You know, if we hadn't seen Nick Smith a lot before then, why are we going to see a lot of him now? You know, I don't think the true freshman's ready. Maybe he will be later. Remember this. This will be the 7th game. After this game, you got the 4-game redshirt rule. So if Wyoming chose to play him in the final 4 games, you could still redshirt him. Now, I do feel if they felt like Sean Chambers was their best option to win games, he would have played a long time ago, or maybe he would have started this season. But that's clearly not the case here. So I just don't see what they're going to do personnel-wise. It's going to be a big, big difference from what we've seen or who we haven't seen so far.
Do you think the opponent has something to do with maybe why we haven't seen Sean Chambers as well? Because, listen, they've played – their conference games has been Boise State. Are you going to throw them out there? Plus, you know, it was the first conference game. Nothing was dire in that situation. At Hawaii, are you going to throw them out there? Hawaii is maybe the surprise team in the Mountain West. Fresno State, are you going to throw him out there against the league's best defense? Do you think opponent has anything to do with maybe why that's the case, or is it just, like you said, he's not ready?
Well, that could certainly be a factor, and again, not able to watch, you know, all the practices.
Right.
You know, you're still dealing with a redshirt freshman as your starting quarterback, and you know, when you pull the trigger on that, he still needs as many, you know, reps as you can, and then, you know, you do have a fifth-year senior as a backup, but you can't get 3 guys ready to play during the season. I mean, if they had made a concerted effort in fall camp saying, we're going to get Sean Chambers ready to play, whether he's going to be our starter or if he's going to be, you know, if we're going to have a package for him or whatever, that's when you do it. I think once you get into the season, guys, unless you deal with an injury or something like that comes up, I think it's really hard for you to get another guy ready. Now, you know, as this season goes on, there will be another bye week, and then Wyoming will wrap up its final 2 games. Maybe that's when we'll see him, but also you're right. The opponents and this week's opponent, Utah State, is maybe the best team in the Mountain Division right now. I mean, you know, they're putting up, you know, video game like numbers on offense. I think their defense is a bit underrated. I don't think this is the time either. And then you're gonna throw them in the border war on a short week next week. So You know what? I think it's a combination of both. But I don't just because Shawn Chambers wasn't, maybe they felt like he wasn't ready to play this year. It is not a knock on him. You know, it's hard for a true freshman to start, although we've seen it at Wyoming, but we're not seeing it in a pro-style offense. I think it's more that they don't feel like he's ready to play, but I think opponents also had something to do with it.
Well, I guess my question would be, when he starts talking about personnel, is he talking about the players? Is he talking about not the quarterback, but the other players that are starting and receiver? Or is he talking about coaching personnel?
Well, I don't know. Again, you're right. He was very vague. I don't know if he's talking coaching personnel, but, you know, you're seven games in. I don't think he's going to make a coaching change with anybody at this point. I don't know what good that's going to do either. I know there's a lot of Wyoming fans that would like to see a coaching change done on the offensive side of the ball, but I hope you're not becoming one of those guys, Dave. But to me, it sounds like it's more, you know, players, not coaches, but all right, Dave, I'll ask you, you've watched a lot of football, you know, put your coach's hat on. What do you do to spark this offense as far as a personnel change? You know, even if you want to make a, you know, throw the coaches in there too. What do you do at this point to make a change that's going to make a marked difference with this team?
Well, my problem is up until last week, I was one of those advocating, you got to open it up, you got to, you know, open the playbook, you got to do. My problem, I said this last hour, is after watching the game Saturday night, they had enough trouble just trying to execute the plays they're trying to run without trying to go to any, you know, any different plays. My biggest problem, and I said this last hour, my biggest problem was watching that game Saturday night. I thought the offense that Fresno State ran was much more creative, it was much more innovative, was much more, varied, and kept the Cowboys off balance the entire game. Wyoming's offense was very 1960s to me. It was, you know, run the ball, throw the out pattern. It was just very old, stilted, you know, offense. There wasn't any creativity to what Wyoming was trying to do. It was just, let's line up and try and run over these guys or, you know, beat them. And I didn't see that creativity, and that's the part, I guess, that upset me the
most.
That's
their offense. That's and Gags, I'll let you chime in. That, and I've been
I know it
this.
Is.
That's their offense. They're
but
not,
it's not working. That's the problem.
They're not, and like Gag, you said in the press conference today, they're not going to try and reinvent the wheel. I mean, it's just not going to happen right now.
No, Brent Vegan and, you know, kind of alluded to, we got to look at what's worked. You know, I think at times that the tight end has worked for Wyoming. I'm not a coach. You know, I would like to see, you know, the Austin Forts of the world maybe become a little bit more involved. But you know, I'll say this, Dave, you know, and I don't disagree with what your analysis of Fresno State's offense, but, you know, that quarterback's a lot better than Wyoming's is, at least right now. Their receivers are a lot better than Wyoming's, at least are right now. And their offensive line is a lot better. And when those things are clicking, you can maybe be a little bit more creative. Look, Wyoming took some shots down the field against Fresno State. James Price had one that he probably should have caught, and then there was one that was overthrown, and then there was a pick. So people always want to clamor, oh, got to let Tyler loose. Well, kind of got a little bit of a preview of letting Tyler loose, and that's not a slam on him. I'm not trying to slam the kid here, but I think you still got to be guarded about, well, we got to let the quarterback loose. They're handcuffing him and blah, blah, blah. Guys, I honestly don't think they're capable of doing a lot of really fancy, elaborate stuff right now based on their personnel. You know, maybe, you know, as the season goes on, maybe they keep working and plugging along. Maybe some of that will develop a little bit. But I think right now, and what we've seen so far, I just don't think they're very capable of doing that.
Okay, is that a product then of who they have brought in terms of the personnel then? Does that lie there, or is it that they're inexperienced? Because, you know, some of these guys have been around, some haven't, but they are young. You know, it's... like you say, you hate to slam on the players, so where does that lie? It lies on, you know, coaches bringing them in, correct?
Well, yeah, that's a big part of it. There's no doubt about that. And again, some of them are young, you know, but seven games in, you know, you got some of that also has to get shed, but ultimately it's the coaches that are bringing them in and the coaches that are coaching them and developing them, and maybe that needs to get a little better too. So, you know, hopefully we start seeing progress. You know, I don't know how much progress will be made this week as they're
right.
Another tough challenge, but I think there's something to be said with that. I, you know, you got, you know, the lack of a really big-time playmaking receivers is hurting this team, but it's not the only thing that's keeping this offense from being good either.
I guess, Robert, you mentioned it. The fans are advocate. A lot of fans are, I shouldn't say a lot, a vocal group are advocating for, you know, change in offensive coordinator. This is a guy, Brett Vegan, who was just named the associate head coach before last season. Do you see, if things continue down the path they are, do you see a potential change there if you look into your crystal ball?
I don't. You know, I now, well, you never say never. He's the associate head coach. Now, maybe they, maybe if Coach Bull feels like a change needs to be needed, maybe Brent Vegan gets moved to just associate coach and something else, and then they bring in a coordinator and switch some things around. But, no, I don't see it happening. I'm not getting indications that it's happening, but, you know, but we also know anything's possible in this game when it comes to that. And
is that even a fair question to ask of Craig Bowl now? I know a lot of fans have said that. Is that even a fair question to ask of right now with, you know, the struggles they had last year with the number one draft pick and all the struggles this year?
Well, I don't know if it's a fair question. Well, I guess anytime it's a fair question, but you're not going to make a change 7 games into the season. And then you get, again, now if this was, you know, going into your first bye, they do have another bye week, but then there's 2 games left. They're not going to make a change in the middle of the season, and any coach is not going to comment, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to get rid of my offensive coordinator when the season ends, so don't worry, Wyoming fans. We'll be fine. We'll get this straightened out. He's not going to say that, and if anyone thinks that he would say that, then they're idiots. So, again, I don't see a change happening there. Now, there could be some meetings in the off season of like, all right, we need to reevaluate of what we're doing, of who we're looking at or who we're recruiting or maybe how we're trying to do this or something. There could be that, or maybe some reassignment among some of the staff. But I don't see him just saying, you know, whether it's Brent Vegan or anyone else saying bye-bye. I don't see that.
Well, one of the other things I was going to mention is look back 2 years at the receiver core that they had when Josh Allen was in his sophomore year, and look at the receiver core they have now. There's no comparison. You know, I had 3 guys out of that receiver core ended up going to the NFL. Now, some of them ended up just on free agents, but they ended up in the NFL. You don't have that kind of talent in the receiver core, and that's one of the biggest problems right now is they don't have anybody, they don't have open receivers to throw the ball to.
I would agree, you know, and I think that's certainly something I would like to have seen C.J. Johnson healthy, mm-hmm. and see what he could have done. I'm not saying he would be the leading the Mountain West in receiving or anything like that, but I do think that's one good receiver that this staff has brought in that has looked good at times. I'm not saying he's, you know, the best in the world, but to say, I mean, as you kind of look at it now and looking ahead, there needs to be some improvement there, whether it's within the guys that are there or bringing in new blood or new skill sets to there. I wouldn't be able to argue very well against that. I think that's something that needs to be addressed, definitely.
All right, Gags, before we let you go, Scott on the alternate text line said that you're a partial loser because you picked the Bengals to beat the Steelers this weekend.
Well, I'm a Steelers fan, and usually, you know, I should have known better. But, hey, if my Steelers keep winning and those games keep getting picked, and if I pick against the Steelers and they win, record be damned, I'll keep picking against the Steelers if it means they keep winning.
Have fun in Vegas, man.
All right, thanks, guys.
See ya.
There you go. Robert Gagliardi, our Wyoming football insider, joining us here.